Thursday night football is on, and it's only on Prime Video. Tonight, NFC West rivals meet again as the San Francisco 49ers visit the Los Angeles Rams. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with football's best party, TNF Tonight, presented by Verizon. Not a Prime member? Not a problem. Simply sign up for a 30-day free trial. It's the 49ers and Rams, tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime Video. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If you're living with diabetic macular edema, or DME, then you know it's not just about losing your vision. It's about losing access to life and the cherished moments that make life meaningful. With Vabysmo Faricimab SVOA, you can improve and protect your vision and rediscover that connection to the world. Vabysmo is an FDA-approved treatment for individuals with DME that improves vision and offers the chance of up to 4 months between treatments, which means getting back to doing the activities you cherish. Vabysmo is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection, active eye swelling, or are allergic to it. Vabysmo could cause eye infection, retinal detachment, temporary increase in eye pressure, an uncommon risk of heart attack or stroke, or severe swelling of blood vessels in the eye. Report changes to vision or eye pain to your retina specialist right away. So ask your doctor about Vabysmo as soon as you notice any vision changes. Visit Vabysmo.com or call 1-833-IG for patient assistance programs, cost, and full prescribing information.
Two-man rush. Daniels wants to throw. He's being chased by Cedric Johnson. Now steps back to the left. Throws toward the back of the end zone. The pass is going to be deflected and incomplete.
It's
there
over.
Is no flag. Ole Miss has won over LSU 55-49. Wow. What a game.
What a game.
And they're pouring onto the field.
Is a presentation of the Believe Podcast Network. It's time for the Believe in Ole Miss Podcast with your host, Brad Logan, your home for Ole Miss sports. To be a part of the show, email the show at brad.logan@loganmedianetwork.com or shoot him a DM on Twitter at @BradLoganCOTE. Download the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review online. And now, from the vault to the pavilion to Swayze Field, it's all Ole Miss, all the time. Here's your host, Brad Logan.
And welcome into the Believe in Ole Miss podcast, a part of the Believe Network. And we'll tell you that today's show is also sponsored by our friends at FanDuel. FanDuel is your go-to spot to bet on all sports across all landscapes. Right now, obviously, college football is wide open. They've got the latest odds, the easiest way to bet on your favorite college football team. That's FanDuel.com, and be sure and tell them you heard about it on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. And now back to the show.
And welcome in. Happy to be joined by John Darnell, serves as the Ole Miss sideline reporter on the Ole Miss Radio Network. One of our favorite quarterbacks at Ole Miss, and does a terrific job, and is the guy we hear whenever Lane Kiffin is either happy or frustrated at the end of the first half. John, thanks for jumping in for a few minutes.
Hey, glad to be here, Brad. Thanks for having me on.
I mean, what can you say? The start of the season's been really good, 5-0. I'll be honest, I saw you before the game Saturday, and I wasn't real sure about the game in regards to Ole Miss winning on Saturday. But just once again, Lane Kiffin, his staff, and the players did a terrific job and found a way to win.
Oh, man, I tell you what, after going back and watching the game and talking to some, other people, and what a job coaching our coaches did that day. I mean, to play up against a great defense like LSU, that was, the concern. I mean, they spent a lot of money on that defense. I thought their corners were really good. Linebackers were good. Defensive line. I mean, they've really done well at that personnel and that defense. And, I just didn't know how we would do. We hadn't played defense that well, that good. But, man, what a job we did offensively and defensively and to get that win. It was a great day.
You know, you kind of look at the numbers and you realize that Ole Miss did actually, you know, outperform LSU in a number of metrics. Number one, they were perfect on fourth down. Number two, just throughout the year, Ole Miss is over 50% on third down. Those are two huge components in winning football games. And it just appears that Lane Kiffin has made mention 2 years ago, 4-0 in one score games. Last year, 0-3. This year, I think 3-0. That's a big component, I think, in the winning football games. But this year's team feels to be, while may not have the talent that last year's team, it's just something I can't put my finger on this team has.
I know. It's been one of those years where, you know, Simmons goes down and you think, oh, well, you know, what do we have in Trinidad? And, man, what a player he's been. He's been amazing. The running game, what he brings to the running game, what he brings to the offense is just another dynamic. And, you know, I think having a better running game this year has really helped us on a lot of those third downs. Our short yardage offense has just been incredible. And the plays that Trinidad has been able to make with his legs and the play calls have just been spot on. And a lot of credit to Charlie Weiss and Coach Kiffin and the rest of the offensive coaches for making those calls in those crucial times. And, you know, what can you say about Trinidad? I mean, he just played unbelievable, made great decisions. And even the throw he made, the interception he threw the other day, I didn't think it was a terrible decision. I mean, we had the receiver in front of the corner, and it just happened to, you know, be tipped up, and the corner made a good play. And so, yeah, I mean, I hope we can continue this ride. And, you know, got open date this week, which is good, get some people healthier and go into Washington State with a healthier team. And but, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of credit goes to this coaching staff.
Yeah, and you know, a lot's being made out of the quarterback position, but what's been very, I think, impressive to me is how not only the coaching staff has handled the situation, the players themselves, Austin Simmons being very supportive of Trinidad Chambliss online, on the field after the game celebrating. It appears to me it's been a complete team effort, and I don't think there's any surprise if you look at it from that aspect that Ole Miss is undefeated.
Yeah, I mean, the first part of the year, you look, okay, who's our leaders going to be, you know? And obviously, we're counting on Simmons to lead the offense, and that, you know, bad injury. But I think we're a better team with both of them healthy. I think having both of them available is going to be key down the stretch. But yeah, this team has really stepped up. Daughtry on defense seems to be taking over as the leader, and you know, the defensive line has really come on. And you know, Trinidad, what he brings in leadership, being older, an older player who's played a lot of football. Daquan Wright has been amazing. And you know, the three guys or four guys or even five guys, I think we pulled in as receivers, and I'm counting Caden Lee into that, have really been amazing this year. I mean, it's really been fun. It's a fun team to watch.
Yeah, that's I've heard that by more than one person about how fun the team is to watch. I think the LSU game last year just really hurt Ole Miss, but the Florida game, it felt like Ole Miss just completely fell apart. And a lot of that was because of the running game was non-existent. And this year, it's absolutely in existence, and it's a very, very strong part of this offense led by Kawan Lacy. And then we saw Logan Diggs come in and have some meaningful snaps against his former team in LSU this past Saturday. But watching Lacy, John, he's got all the tools, and it feels like even when he gets that first line of contact, he rolls off, he tries to get those extra yards. He's a special running back, and he's been really big for Ole Miss.
He is special, and, you know, looking at his career, he didn't play a whole lot last year at Missouri, if I'm not mistaken. So he's still a young player and still going to get a lot better. But, yeah, what he brings in the running game has been great. And Diggs also being used on the goal line is really a good inside goal line runner. And what Lacy has been able to do without the ball has been really amazing. And if you go back and look at some of the blocks he's made – and some of just the hustle plays he's made by getting downfield and blocking on, you know, pass plays. And he's just been really, really surprised. I mean, not surprised because we knew he was really talented, but he's really come on and played well the last few weeks.
there were question marks headed into the season on the offensive line. You know, Jaden Williams has kind of been banged up, Diego Pounds, but those guys have really anchored both tackles throughout the year. And then Patrick Kudus come in against Georgia State, didn't look really good, had not had a lot of contact, wore a black jersey for a lot of fall preseason camp. All of a sudden, now you look up, Patrick Kudus is the offensive lineman of the week, and Bryson Sanders may be the most unheralded player on the roster, someone that Ole Miss really wanted to solidify that center role. And Delano Townsend, to me, John, the offensive line changed against Kentucky when Townsend came in at left guard, and things have been so much better since then. The offensive line, to me, has improved dramatically.
Yeah, I mean, that group took a lot of criticism the first couple of games, and they've really come on, like you said, really come on. Delano Townsend, you know, he had a knee injury in camp and wasn't real healthy, and what I don't think it was really expected to play against Kentucky, and came in that second series, and we hadn't looked back since. But yeah, Kudus is a guy that's battled a lot of injuries in his career, and but really come on the last few weeks. Congratulations to him. And but they able to use the tight ends and the blocking scheme has really helped too. Daquan Wright and Bruckler. Now we got Luke Haas back, and so I think those guys have really been able to help in the blocking schemes. But congratulations to this offensive line, who took a lot of probably unfair criticism early on in the year, but are getting healthy and playing well right now.
Hey, I heard your mom was recently diagnosed with wet AMD. How's she doing?
Better, actually. Her doctor started her on Vabysmo. It improved her vision quickly.
Really? My aunt was just diagnosed. How does it work?
Vabysmo is different. It's the only treatment thought to block two causes of wet AMD. And get this, in a survey of 56 retina specialists, 95% said they would choose Vabysmo to treat their own loved ones.
Wow, I'll tell my aunt about it.
Vabysmo is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection, active eye swelling, or are allergic to it. Vabysmo could cause eye infection, retinal detachment, temporary increase in eye pressure, an uncommon risk of heart attack or stroke, or severe swelling of blood vessels in the eye. Report changes to vision or eye pain to your retina specialist right away. Ask your doctor about Vabysmo as soon as you notice any vision changes. Visit Vabysmo.com or call 1-833-EYE-GENE for patient assistance programs, cost, and full prescribing information.
From the first bite of crispy catfish to the last blues riff and sunset over one of the mightiest rivers among moss-draped oaks, Mississippi is more than you imagine. Just like the Toyota Corolla, which doesn't just offer more value and better fuel economy, but now comes with a sleek design and cutting-edge technology. What better way to explore Mississippi's unexpected places than in a car that's more than expected? Toyota Corolla, much more than you expect. Toyota, let's go places. See packages and options at toyota.com for feature availability.
Last month, Mary's team did something unheard of. They closed the books before Friday. No late nights. No missing receipts. So what happened? Ramp happened. Ramp automates receipts, enforces policy in real time, and gives teams total visibility. That's why it's used by 40,000 companies like Shopify and CBRE. Finance teams, want your weekends back? Get $250 off when you join at ramp.com/trial. That's ramp.com/trial.
Hey, John, I'll add a little bit to that. The protection that Chambliss has had has been fantastic. And a lot of that is because of that offensive line, but it's also been about the chip blocking by Haas. Bruckler comes in, Daquan Wright. But to me, the bright shining star has been Kawan Lacy picking up linebackers. And he's not only blocking them, he's pancaking them. And he is a joy to watch blocking. John, let's flip over to the defensive side of the ball. The defensive front, I think William Echols, Cam Franklin have been very, very bright spots for Ole Miss. We knew Harris was going to be good. But we saw Womack kind of take a step forward a little bit. Prince Well, Amami Ellen's kind of coming forward. And then Perkins had his best game of the year against LSU. The defensive front kind of been a work in progress. Pete Golding told us before the year he didn't think the team was going to take that big of a step back on the defensive line. We kind of looked at him a little squirrely, you know, with that much talent being lost. But they've actually not taken a very big step back, in my opinion.
Yeah, they really come on. A lot of those players are still young too. I mean, they didn't. A lot of those guys didn't play a lot last year. You know, we got some new guys that are really coming into the mix now. And Yeah, we're playing a lot of guys, which is good. I mean, down the stretch, it's going to take everybody. And, we got pressure with rushing three a lot of times the other day. And, credit to those guys. And they really played hard. Linebackers, too. I mean, we played several guys in that role. But, to me, one of the biggest steps we made this year in the first five games is in the back end. I mean, Brian Brown and the job they've done back there in the secondary has been amazing. They played well Saturday, and they played a lot of guys, and we're getting some guys back healthy. Ricky Fletcher's done a good job over there. He's been battling some injuries. Now we got Jalen Braxton finally played the other day, the first time he's played this year. So yeah, a lot of guys have played back there. So we're counting on everybody, to fill their role in back there. But Pete Golding, what a job he did Saturday with, you told me we're going to rush three all day and get pressure on Neusmeyer, I would have probably second guessed that, but I guess that's why I'm not a defensive coach. But what a job they did.
Wydell Williams has been someone that's been fun to watch. You know, he was the one that jumped on the fumble when T.J. Dottery ripped it out. And T.J. Dottery, look, we were kind of critical on him the first couple of games, not playing as well as he could have. I thought he played his best game of the year against LSU. Jaden Yates is also somebody just kind of – he just finds football. I mean, he at linebacker, he just figures out a way, and he's been really good. But to me, Antonio Kite has been one of the special people in that secondary. The transfer from Auburn has been Ole Miss's lockdown corner. And then, John, you named it. You nailed it. Jalen Braxton, someone we hadn't seen all year. Significant snaps. And then the second half against LSU, if he wasn't the difference maker, he was one of the biggest difference makers on that defense. What has been your surprise? And, I know you talked about the secondary, but what has really surprised you about this defense over the last couple of weeks?
Well, I don't think we tackled very well, in several of those games. We missed a lot of tackles against Arkansas. And, according to the reports, we went back to a lot of tackling in practice, which I think showed up on Saturday, just to be more physical. And I think we did that Saturday. And it's going to get – the competition is going to get even better, here in a few weeks. We got Georgia. And, we'll see. But we're really going to tackle well there because they got some really good backs. And just the way they came on Saturday. I know LSU has got the talk about how bad their offensive line's been, but they still got a lot of playmakers over there, and we were able to stop that run and even play well in the secondary, get a turnover. The last two SEC games we've gotten turnovers, which. Everybody said we need to get turnovers, and we hadn't been able to, but we got a big one Saturday and, a big one against Arkansas, just a great play by Daughtry and, been important plays in winning these football games.
Yeah, and overcoming 14 penalties is, it's like something I've never seen, and some of those fouls were egregious. I don't know how Kenny Williamson and his crew came up with some of those fouls. John, I think you look back at how Lane Kiffin – manages the game, and he kind of leans on analytics. He leans on the book, if you will. And over 5 years, we've seen him change dramatically. Now, Caden Davis, the place kicker, along with Lucas Caldero, have a lot to do with that. What have you seen in Lane and not going for it as much and punting more? Who, by the way, Oscar Byrd was the freshman of the week, had a great game. How important is it to have that place kicker that's really good? And how much has that played into the factor of Lane being so much more conservative head coach on offense?
Well, you said it. I mean, our kicker Canario's been great. I mean, when he kicks field goals. I mean, I said this to our broadcast crew the other day. I said when we kick field goals, it goes right down the middle. I mean, it doesn't even go to the left or the right. It's not even close. I mean, he did hit the upright there against Kentucky that one time. I think from about 50 yards, but he's been outstanding. And to have a guy like that, the highly, highly percentage that he's going to make it, I would have to be part of your decision making on some of those fourth downs that we might have gone for it before. I mean, Kevin Davis was great last year, but this guy, he's on another level, and he just continues to impress. And to me, would have to play into the decision making, but I don't second guess anymore when we go for it. The play calling's been great, and we've been successful this year with it, and over time we've been successful. I mean, you look back at some of those games that people talk about, the Florida game last year and the LSU game last year. Yeah, we didn't make it, and this year might be different, with the kicker we have. We'll see going forward. Hopefully we can keep making those good calls and keep executing. I think, the quarterback being able to run has a lot to do with that. I mean, you can call plays, which, he can use his legs to make first downs and make good reads, but he's been outstanding. And that fourth down call against LSU at the end of the game, that's going to be one that's going to go down as one of the best calls of all times in Ole Miss history and big wins. For sure. But what a great play call and execution that was.
Ole Miss fans, football season is in full swing, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Think Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss will go over or under 2.5 combined touchdowns this week. I did too. It's why I made my picks on Underdog, the place to win money all season long. Ole Miss greats DK Metcalf and A.J. Brown have been winning picks all season long in the NFL. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code, CHAMPIONS, to score $100 in bonus funds or entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money.
Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See UnderdogFantasy.com for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
You talk about Ole Miss history, John, and Lane Kiffin as head coach. He's basically blowing every record that was set in Coach Johnny Vaught. And by the time he's finished, he may break some of Coach Vaught's records. The numbers are incredible. What are your overall thoughts? I mean, I think this may be the most vibrant time in Ole Miss football history. It's obviously the most vibrant time in Ole Miss history for most everybody watching this and listening to this. Lane Kiffin's very special. And we saw the documentary on ESPN. We understand all the winning that's taken place at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium over the last couple of years under his tenure. But you being close to the program, you being on the Ole Miss Radio Network, being tied in, what makes Lane Kiffin so special?
I think everybody knew he was just a great offensive coach when we got him. And, just the way the whole program has been run, the way he got ahead of the portal and the NIL, I just think was ahead of everybody, his pro mindset, just the way the team handles themselves. Our time management is outstanding. I mean, you look on the other side the other day, how they wasted those timeouts. We just don't do that. I mean, I'm not saying we won't ever make a mistake on that, but most of the time we don't do that. And we don't have stupid penalties. Now, I know we had 14 penalties on Saturday, and I looked up there one time and I mentioned Davey Kellum and Harry Harrison. I said, y'all know we have 28 first downs and we have 14 penalties, which was just amazing to overcome those penalties. But just the way he handles himself with the team, the leadership he's been able to show and this program to get ahead of the NIL and the portal and just to handle all that the way he has, just been truly fun to watch and amazing.
I know over the last couple of weeks you were able to reconnect with some of the 1989 team, Coach Billy Brewer. I know you and many others hold Coach Brewer very special. place in your heart. A lot of fun teams from the 80s and 90s. I know that was special getting to see some of your friends from back in the day.
Man, it was. I was there for a long time. Being redshirted and staying on as a graduate assistant there for Coach Brewer. So I crossed over a lot of those guys. So anybody that played for Coach Brewer came back for that Tulane game. And just a lot of fun memories, a lot of good guys. You know, it started in that athletic dorm. We all lived together, you know, and got to be close friends. I know it's not like that anymore. I don't understand how they can gets to be so close with the portal and everybody moving from team to team. You know, most of us were there for 4 and 5 years. Some of those guys I came in with, we were there for 5 years together and lived together, some of us on the same hall. So when you spend that much time together, you eat every meal together, you have those ups and downs and those high pressure situations you're put in. It's just, you develop this bond that, you never lose. And, you know, once we all get back together, it's just like we're back in old Kennard Hall again, sitting there eating together. But it was great. I think some of the people that hadn't been back in a while really found it to be, the way the whole game day experience now has changed. Really saw it was just – it's truly fun and a great experience now, the way they do everything all the support we get now from the fans it's a great time to be an Ole Miss Rebel. But looking back on those years, they're priceless, you know, really were.
Why do over 50% of the Fortune 500 use Elastic? Because of Search AI. Search AI is WatsonX chatting one-on-one with your business. It's also LG CNS turning real-time context into real smart cities. Find out what Elastic can do for your business at elastic.co/searchAI.
From the first bite of crispy catfish to the last blues riff and sunset over one of the mightiest rivers among moss-draped oaks, Mississippi is more than you imagine. Just like the Toyota Corolla, which doesn't just offer more value and better fuel economy, but now comes with a sleek design and cutting-edge technology. What better way to explore Mississippi's unexpected places than in a car that's more than expected? Toyota Corolla. Much more than you expect. Toyota, let's go places. See packages and options at toyota.com for feature availability.
Beth, you're in charge of ordering the tacos for the meeting today, yeah?
I'm not going to order the tacos.
What?
I'm going to Easy Cater the tacos. With Easy Cater, you can order from a huge variety of restaurants, track expenses, and save time.
Nice.
Oh, by the way, you're emailing the meeting notes, right?
No, I'm going to Easy Mail them. Where's my music?
Sorry, Ben. There's no Easy Cater for that.
Easy Cater, the easy way to order food for work. Order now at easycater.com.
For a limited time at McDonald's, get a Big Mac Extra Value Meal for $8. That means two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, and medium fries, and a drink. We may need to change that jingle.
Prices and participation may vary.
Well, John, before we let you go, I have to ask about the 89 season, which was special to a lot of us, and that's when you were the starting quarterback for Ole Miss. There were a lot of big wins during that season, some tough losses, but it was finished off by beating Air Force in the Liberty Bowl. What are some fond memories you have back in that 89 season?
Oh, man, you know, just coming into that year, we'd come off a year where we had gone 5-6 and really lost some close games that we should not have lost. And, lost a lot of good players, Wesley Walls and Stevon Moore, Mark Young was on that 88 team. Lost a lot of those players. So really didn't know what we're going to have. But Coach Red Parker did a great job with our offense that year. And, we set a record for passing yards in a season that year for Ole Miss history. And we never got in a shotgun. And we had two formations, which is amazing now, all the formations and movement that they use and being in the gun all the time and the wide open offenses, which they've shattered all those records by now. But just a fun year. Our defense, you know, played well that year. That was the year Chucky Mullins' injury on homecoming. And, you know, that was tough to go through and to watch Coach Brewer and Leroy Mullins, our trainer, how they handled all that situation, you know, will never be forgotten. And, you know, the legend of Chucky lives on still. And I commend the school and the coaching staff, all the coaching staff that we've had to continue that tradition, because he really was a special guy, a special player. And to end it up that year in the Liberty Bowl with him being able to come and be there was a memory that you know we'll never forget as a team and I think as a football program. So, but yeah, to go to Florida and win, to beat Georgia at home, we're great games, and we had some really close games. It came down to the wire. It could have gone either way, and had a great season. Ended up in the Liberty Bowl, and you know, it was just a great, great memories.
Yep, the pass to Reed Hines, did he catch it? Well, the official said he did.
I have a friend that texts me every year, especially around a Georgia game, and reminds me that he thinks that he did not catch it. But, you know, I always just send back – the only thing I text back is the score. That's all I text back. So, yeah, whether he did or not, it was a great ending to a great day there at Vaught Hemingway with us being able to beat Georgia. So, anyway, it's, you know, it's in the books now, whether you call it or not. We don't have replay now. I mean, we didn't have replay back then, thank goodness. But, you know, the official, it was right there, called it a touchdown, and that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. He's John Darnell, serves as sideline reporter on the Ole Miss Radio Network. He's got a great team around him. Voice of the Rebels, David Kellum, Harry Harrison on color, and, of course, Brett Norsworthy and Gary Darby, the pre- and post-game host. Also, he's a quarterback back in the late 1980s, and he's kind enough to join us here today. John, thanks very much for joining us. We'll talk to you at the next ballgame.
Thanks, Brad.
Season's only 14 weeks, just 3 days a week. That's it. So cherish every over and under before it's over on FanDuel. With live betting from the first down to the final whistle. Because before you know it, parking lots will just be for parking again.
All customers get a no-sweat bet on any college football game this week. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Realtor Debbie Alderson Johnson. If you're looking for a spot in the Oxford area or, quite frankly, anywhere in Mississippi, that is your go-to. Remember, real estate industry since 2003, looking for that special ag property, maybe a recreational property, maybe a commercial real estate property, or a new home. Debbie does a great job and can be your real estate agent today. Just contact her directly at 662-234-5555. Of course, that's a member of the Kessinger Real Estate family, KessingerRealEstate.com, and Debbie has been with them for quite a few years. If you need to get her directly, just dial her cell phone at 662-689-0090. Remember, your go-to for real estate, whether it be commercial, farm, or maybe you need that home. Maybe you need that second home in Oxford. You're looking maybe to relocate Oxford. Part of the real estate family, the Kessinger Real Estate family. Debbie Johnson, your realtor, 662-234-5555, or call her cell phone at 662-689-0090. Debbie Johnson, a proud sponsor here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast.
Custom t-shirts, quarter-zip polos, collegiate brands, twhites.com is your go-to for all custom apparel and collegiate apparel, including Ole Miss. For custom apparel, just log on to www.twhites.com. Give them a call, 601-667-5533, or shoot them an email at sales@twhites.com. For the custom side, just go to twhites.com and enter all of your information. Are you looking for screen printing on a tee or a hoodie? Maybe embroidery on a hat, polo, or jacket? How about a promotional item? Cup, koozies, pins, mugs, a leather patch hat? Just let us know the date and we'll be in touch with you as soon as possible. Fast shipping is available. But if you live in central Mississippi, You don't want to ship it? No problem. We'll have a local pickup for you available in Flora, Mississippi. T-White's offers high-quality custom T-shirts, apparel, and promotional products. They take the frustration out of the ordering process and offer every customer an expert to guide them through the process. With millions of products to choose from, the process is way too time-consuming and stressful to click around on a website for hours. At T-White's, you speak to real people real fast. Your expert is a call or email away and will make personalized recommendations based on your need. From companies big to small, they work with them all and offer all full-service screen printing and embroidery services. They provide their customers online pre-sale hosting, warehousing, and fulfillment services. You can always give them a call at 601-667-5533. Shoot them an email at sales@twhites.com. T. White's, proud sponsor of the Logan Media Network. The Grove Collective and Dead Soxy, two words that have gone together since the beginning. Dead Soxy wants you to remember, make every step count. Go to deadsoxy.com and look at the latest styles that are available. Upgrade your game day with socks that financially support the Rebels and the Grove Collective. Every step you take shapes the future of Ole Miss athletics, and upgrade your socks today and elevate Ole Miss. Just go to deadsoxy.com and there you'll see all of the selection of socks that you can get. And a really cool feature is, don't have time to go to the website and order? Just go ahead and sign up today. The NIL Sock Subscription Program with Dead Soxy. They'll ship right to your door. But you go onto the website and you can see all types of socks. You've got the team colorways. That's, of course, your long dress socks. Or the more casual option, like the beer showers. All aboard the Lane Train. Drip and the Sip. All names that you are very familiar with. And if you log on today, use that promo code Logan, L-O-G-A-N, and get 20% off today. And if you become a VIP, you get a free pair with an instant coupon today. Just go to the website, deadsoxy.com. Any pair you want, you pick. Our VIP insiders enjoy some serious perks and benefits at deadsoxy.com. Probably my favorite deal going on right now, just for members, a weekly supply, the 7-pack Oxford Edition Team Colorways, is on sale now, and it is a great price. deadsoxy.com. A proud supporter here on the Logan Media Network. And remember, every home game, we have the pregame video at the Dead Soxy pop-up tent. We'd love for you to come by and say hello at the northwest corner of Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Jason is always there, and it's always great to see friends every single game at the Dead Soxy pop-up tent. By the way, last time, 2-for-1. I think Jason may have something up his sleeve this week as well. It's deadsoxy.com, a proud supporter here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast and the Logan Media Network.
Are you ready for delicious blueberry donuts? What about savory crispy chicken and wonderful tasty sides? Well, get ready, because Connie's Chicken is coming to Oxford. See you soon for some good eats and good times.
Hi there. Did you know that Connie's Chicken offers catering? Whether it's a large event, a small event, tailgate, or business party, Connie's is perfect for just about every occasion. Connie's Chicken Catering. Order today.
Give Connie's a call today for that perfect tailgate order, 662-934-7252, or you can email them, catering@connieschicken.com. Be sure and tell them you heard about it on the Logan Media Network. Looking for a quick order? Just go to connieschicken.com, order online today, or you can give them a call, 662-380-5106 at connieschicken.com. The combos, they've got them for you. The fried chicken sandwich combo, chicken tender combo, two-piece bone-in chicken combo, four-piece bone-in chicken combo. How about this? The little cluckers for the kids. Everybody's covered at Connie's Chicken. And for dessert, don't forget the blueberry donut. I promise you'll thank me later. Tell them you heard about it on the Logan Media Network. Connie's Chicken, West Jackson Avenue in Oxford. Arriva is your local high-speed internet and voice provider. With 9 locations in 2 states, Arriva is building the ultimate network to power high-quality, secure, affordable, fast connections. Whether it be your telephone or gig internet connection, Arriva provides what you need to connect, just like they have for over a century. Arriva is driven by a mission to connect lives and strengthen communities through world-class broadband service. Their roots trace back to humble beginnings in small-town Mississippi, where the business was born with an unwavering commitment to service and connection. Today, as a family-run business spanning multiple states, they honor that legacy while embracing innovation and growth. Arriva believes in the power of connection. They're dedicated to delivering exceptional service, supporting the communities they serve, and empowering brighter futures. Sign up today and save $5. It's easy. Go paperless and get a one-time bill credit of $5. Want to save even more? Sign up for AutoPay and receive a one-time bill credit of $5. For more information, give the Bruce office a call today, 662-983-4343, or go online to goarriva.com. Arriva.
You've been listening to the Believe in Ole Miss podcast with your host, Brad Logan. Download the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review online. Be sure and check us out on Twitter at Brad Logan, COTE, and at Believe Podcasts, as well as Facebook, Brad Logan Media. From the vault to the pavilion to Swayze Field, it's all Ole Miss all the time. This has been the Believe in Ole Miss podcast, a presentation of the Believe Podcast Network.
Hear that? The next chapter of Audi performance is here. That's the sound of every interior detail refined. And that's the sound of Quattro all-wheel drive. The all-new Audi Q5, the all-new A5, and Q7. Each one a statement. Performance never goes out of style.
Last month, Mary's team did something unheard of. They closed the books before Friday. No late nights, no missing receipts. So what happened? Ramp happened. Ramp automates receipts, enforces policy in real time, and gives teams total visibility. That's why it's used by 40,000 companies like Shopify and CBRE. Finance teams, want your weekends back? Get $250 off when you join at ramp.com/trial. That's ramp.com/trial.
Your sausage McMuffin with egg didn't change. Your receipt did. The sausage McMuffin with egg extra value meal includes a hash brown and a small coffee for just $5. Only at McDonald's for a limited time.
Prices and participation may vary.
I'm an Entergy employee, and I'm a customer too. I'm proud to say our rates are below the national average. Every day, every choice I make is focused on keeping costs lower for you. That goes for everyone at Entergy. We take affordability personally. So we work harder and smarter to fight rising costs while also improving reliability for years to come. This isn't just my job. It's a commitment to my community. Together, we power life. Entergy.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.